Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is called Why Social Media is Important to Your Business. A lot of people have problems networking to grow a business both offline and online. There are many forms of networking using the internet. No one knows everything when they first get started, so it's a learning process. There are a lot of social sites you can use to build networks online, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Ning. You can set up your own social site on any topic, Yahoo, Google, etc. These are forms of internet marketing which also play into search engine optimization. There are other mediums such as blogs, article writing, to become known as an expert on your topic. Do you know how to incorporate all these programs? Do you want to learn how? Offline, you go to the Chamber of Commerce meetings, association meetings such as Rotary Club to learn leadership skills and networking. Being able to walk up to someone, shaking their hand, introducing yourself, and giving a one-minute elevator story about yourself is an art that not everyone can do. People who need to listen to this show are entrepreneurs, presidents of companies, counselors, coaches, or anyone that needs to understand how to build and grow a business. Now, the first thing that we're going to talk about is networking. Networking is the best way to build a relationship. First, you want to use the medium on the internet to build your network, and you do that by becoming a fan of someone's on Facebook, or you know, add them as a friend, converse with them, get to know them. You know, as a child, when you're in school, you build your friendships in your neighborhood. You build your friendships through the school you go to. But what happens when you're in elementary school? You form friendships with your classmates. Then in high school, you start participating in different activities and building your friendships that way. So you have been using social media in a way, but it was not something that you understood or knew what you were doing. But now as an adult, whenever you are building a business, it's an art form that you really need to perfect. And remember, as children, there were often children who were shy or laid back, who didn't have a lot of friends because they didn't know how to walk up to someone. Or it was often the child who was very smart and got good grades who was always ostracized because they were looked at as being a brain or someone, you know, kids can be very cruel in the way they treat other kids. And often you want to be able to fit in, so you're going to mask your true self. And that's how you learn to fit in so many ways. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. It's also something that you need to look at as an avenue to work with and to understand how to use it effectively. We kind of start learning as children, but we always need to improve our skills. We need to learn to improve our avenues of how we do things and the way we express ourselves. There are other things that you can do also to build your skills. Now, one of the things I want to do is talk about social networking, because when you are looking to build a business, and today because of internet marketing and building a business through the internet as being the least expensive way of marketing your business and building clients, then you need to understand what's out there and how to utilize the different programs. And if you'll go on a social site like Ning, you will see where they have discussions that you can get involved with groups, and you can put up something of a discussion that you can kind of maybe just ask a question that you have the answer to, so that what happens is when you go back and you write the answer, then you become known as the expert on that topic. So these are some of the things that you might very well want to look at as avenues and ways to grow and build a business for yourself. You need to consider also the fact that you need to learn how to put together a speech or how to present yourself. Often offline you go to Leeds Clubs or you go to Power Core meetings. And what you're doing in that in those groups is you're the only expert or in your top in your field, whether it be real estate, whether it be counseling, whether it be coaching, whatever it is. You're the only one. So that what happens is, and you can have someone that's a jewelry maker in there that has jewelry to sell. You can have someone that's in there that sells hats to sell. The thing is, they're the only one in that group. So that what happens is, if you learn how to give someone your name, how to give them an overview of what it is that you do, and then be able to tell them what kind of client you are looking for, then guess what? You will have an opportunity to build your business. So we want to think of some ways that we can help you to really grow and expand. And remember, in a way, there's really no secret to it, although you would say a secret, because even though people may know these answers, they don't use them. So we want to help you think of some ways that you can incorporate some of these things into what it is that you are doing. And remember, networking, growing is the best way to grow a business. That is why many years, 20 years ago, companies started coming out where instead of hiring people as salesmen to go out and sell their product and pay them high salaries, what they did was they set up network marketing programs where it was word of mouth. Amway perfected it. Herbalife perfected it. If you were someone who was interested in healthcare and you were going to use these products anyway, and you knew other people who would use these products, then guess what? You were their best salesman. So that's why network marketing does work. And all you really have to do is now companies are doing binary, but if they're not doing binary, you don't need to bring in but maybe four, five, six people at the most and then teach each of them. First, you need to learn exactly how to do the presentation from your sponsor. And usually, if they know what they're doing, if they were taught right, they can really teach you to build the business. The problem is, too many of them, they were told, just go out and talk to anyone within 3 feet of you, and anyone within 3 feet of you is a prospect. But that is not always the truth, because if that person is not interested in your product, then I don't care how, you can talk to 10 or 20 people like that, and you're not going to bring them into your business. What you want to do is find someone who is interested in your product, that would be using their product. That is your best avenue of someone to bring in. So remember, do not consider everyone a customer. That is what network marketing sponsors tend to tell their people. They say, write a list. Give me a list of all your relatives. Give me a list of all the people you do business with, whether it's your barber, your stylist, whatever, because they feel like those persons are always looking for extra ways to make money. Well, that's true. They are. But they're going to be looking for an opportunity in a field closest to what they do. For instance, I am an Inkscape publishing distributor, and Inkscape has assessment profiles that help people understand their natural behavioral style in communication, in building relationships, in time management, in reducing personal stress in your life, in working in a diverse environment, in selling to other people, and in managing other people. Why that's important to me is that my background is psychology and mental health. So if I would be using assessment profiles anyway, like the Myers-Briggs, the Myers-Briggs is set up where you're buying it through a company and then you're using the product and you have to be trained in how to evaluate the individual based on the answers, but it's not something, and the way you talk about it, it's not a common language that everyone understands, so they're going to be confused. With the DISC, it's the D-I-S-C. If I say dominant behavior pattern, that's someone who controls their environment, you would very easily understand that. If I said influencing, and that person was very verbal, very outgoing, can make friends easily, that you would understand. If I said steadiness, someone who goes by the book and literally takes the manual and studies it and practices it, you would understand that behavior. If I said a conscientiousness behavior pattern is someone who is very deep, is very reserved, but also very questioning and very detail-oriented, they're going to ask you enough questions that before they make a decision, they're going to want to know every aspect, all the ins and outs of that product, that you would understand. But if I said introvert, extrovert, if I said judging, non-judgmental, those terms can have so many different meanings that it's very confusing to an individual. And if I can tell you how when you want to talk to someone and you're a very controlling personality and that person is very reserved, then they're going to give you the opportunity to do all the talking, but they will just ask you questions and get you down to the nitty-gritty. And unless you understand that and you accept that, then it may create conflict for you, but it's helping you understand where the conflict comes in and how to adapt in that situation. So social media can very easily be a very good avenue. Everyone knows about Twitter, and people have used Twitter to go on and tweet stupid stuff, just like what they're doing or what they're eating. But if you use it for business and you promote something that you're doing in business and you have followers who are very interested in your business, then it's something that can very easily be used to build your business. So it's a matter of understanding all of these things and how to utilize them effectively so that you can increase your business and increase your fact that people will look at you as an expert on a topic. And I mentioned this earlier, and some of the ways to do that is to write articles. You have a software product called Article Submitter where you can submit articles. You can go on eZine Articles and you can write articles, and then what it is you leave it up to them to decide what's where it belongs, and it may take a week, but the more articles you get, you put up there, eventually when you have put 10 up, then, or rather when you have written 5 articles or 6 articles, you are becoming recognized as an expert on your topic through eZine Articles. Then once you have written 10 articles, then you get a premium membership, which means you can decide when to have your articles published, whether immediately or not. And it's up to you to decide how you are going to build your business. Now, I want to touch on some things that you can do offline. For many years, offline marketing was very expensive, but it was the only way you could go in marketing a business. And that meant that you, and also you had to be able to do presentations, whether it's in front of groups. You had to go out to different social groups and give speeches, because what you wanted, that was your way of becoming known as an expert. Today, if you can go on the internet and you can, like I'm on Blog Talk Radio, and there's several other sites that you're able to do this on, like Shoe Talk, and you can create a radio show for yourself that you do on a weekly basis, two or three times a week, even on a daily basis. But what it's doing is the more people that will hear you eventually, because what happens is I may not have a whole lot of people listening while I'm doing the show, but over time, people will start listening to me through the archive shows, and then they've heard me, and I become known as an expert. Plus, it also gives me a product that I have developed by talking about something that people want to hear. Today, people don't always utilize social media as an avenue for business, because they really don't know how to. So it's a matter of learning how to do it. There are some other things that you can do to utilize social media, because if you, the same way you use Article Submitter and eZine Articles, you can take those same products and you can repurpose them by doing teleseminars and presentations on them, to sell mentoring programs. You can take those same articles and you can create a book about them that you can sell or you can give away as an enticement to offer someone to read, because what you're doing is you're building your contact list, because every time you sell something, you would, if you don't sell it on your website, you're selling it through a squeeze page. And every time they go on that squeeze page to get that free item, they have to leave their name and email address. So it's a lead capture page. And this lead capture page helps you to build and expand on your client base that you have. You need to think of some things that you can do that can really help you to build on that. And we're talking about social media. And I can tell you that I know someone who actually has a show on Blog Talk Radio that she brings different guest speakers on, where they utilize and talk, and where they talk about the knowledge and their expertise on social media and bringing you more information than I can in this 1 hour show, because I don't deal with it on a weekly basis. I just know that when you are on Facebook, you go on there in the city that you live in, or you can go on there to a city where you were born. You don't have to be in any specific, just in a general group, but it gives you a niche that people can find you from. For instance, this summer, we had our 40th reunion from high school, and I was on Facebook in Savannah, where I grew up, and I had someone find me and contact me and let me know that they had their 40th reunion. And I wasn't planning on going, and as it turned out, we ended up in Savannah that week anyway, but because we were already have left by the time the reunion came, I did not attend. But I could have gotten together with my friends at that time rather than waiting for the reunion. So it's just a matter of learning how to utilize the media and to let people know what you do. For instance, when I was in high school, because I grew up with a disability and the acceptance, there was there were no laws guaranteeing people with disabilities the right to an education. I was the only person in the classroom or in the school with a disability. So I was more or less ostracized, and everyone kept their distance because what they knew about people with disabilities at that time was very minimal because it was not talked about. People with disabilities were not in the mainstream of life. They were still hidden away. And I was very lucky at that point to have had the opportunity to get an education. But now when I talk about the fact of what I'm doing with my business and how I'm out there helping other people to find success in their personal life, then they're more of show a lot of admiration for what I'm doing. And what I'm trying to say is this is something that you need to be aware of. You need to utilize it effectively. And what I also want to do is tell you that when you utilize or become friends with someone with a disability, you want to see them as an equal. You do not want to look down to them. You want to learn to communicate better and in the relationship. For so many years, people go, oh, we admire you for what you've done, but that's fine, but do you want to be my friend? Do you want to get close to me? These are some things that you really need to think about is how you are looking at the individual who is out there doing the work or the giving you the information, because people with disabilities want to be part of the mainstream as well. So the problem is the generation that is more accepting of people with disabilities is the millennials, because by that time people with disabilities had the option and the ability to get an education, and you had teachers who understood how to teach people with disabilities and the fact that we learn differently. So if you can understand that, and remember, today in today's job market, we've gone back to the small businessman. So social media has become an avenue that you have to learn to build on to be effective. MySpace is like Facebook. It is a social network where you can go on site, but you can also upload videos of you doing your presentations in order to help other people come and learn about what you do. Today, if you are on a social site and you link one social site to all the others that you belong to, then you can, in essence, really, if you write an article in one, it can get put on all your social sites. If you have a radio show that you want to promote and you tweet it, you can get it on not only Twitter but all your other social sites just by the fact of linking to them through the site that you're doing your presentation. And the same thing with just like blogs and between article writing and writing discussions, blogs are going to do the same thing for you, because they're all very similar in how you use them to build your business today. So what are some of the things that you can consider that can help you to expand? And if you are someone who is reserved and you feel very uncomfortable getting up in front of people to speak, then your best option is to attend something like Toastmasters, because in Toastmasters, you have 10 speeches that you go through to become a competent Toastmaster. The first one, you do nothing but spend 3 minutes talking about yourself. And the reason you do that is because we all feel most comfortable speaking about ourselves. Then as each speech progresses, then you put into it using descriptive words and learning how to use words to describe a subject. Then you learn to use body language to improve it. So there's a lot of things that you need to learn. Then you also have one where you do eye contact, because so many times we don't even realize it, but we're not always having eye contact with the person that we're speaking to. We can be looking over their shoulder, we could be looking somewhere else, but we're not always looking directly at them. And if that happens, then people are going to question you on whether you're really there for them, whether you really want to help them, or whether you're just there to use and abuse them. So be aware of all of these things because they're very important. That is why using social media for business has become a very good avenue, because especially for someone who's very reserved and doesn't always like to get in front of groups, but they can write articles and they can write blogs and they can write discussions, then guess what? That's an avenue that really helps you to become known as an expert. And it's an avenue that you can use while you learn to build some of your other skills that you need to improve your expertise or to improve your knowledge. And remember, just because you are the expert today on a topic does not mean that if you're not studying and keeping up with the changes, that you will be an expert tomorrow, because things are always changing in life. And you have to be aware of what is going on and how to utilize it effectively to really help you to build in on your expertise. Now, one of the things are, I happen to be a free member on Blog Talk Radio, but if I was to upgrade to where I was paying a monthly fee, then guess what? I could have a toll-free number, and then I could broadcast it and advertise the show in such a way that I can have listeners who would call in and question. Now, you could still do that on this show, but you don't have an 800 number. You have a number that you call in on that is considered a number that is that you're paying for when you're using the phone and using up your time. But also remember today, whereas 20 years ago when there was only AT&T and then the baby bells, they could charge you by the minute. So the longer you were on the phone, the longer you would run up your long distance, your what you were paying to the phone company, so they can make a killing. Today, you just basically have a set rate, and you can call and make long-distance calls and make local calls, and you're just paying the same price whether you're on the phone 1 minute, 10 minutes, or even an hour with someone. And the same way with cell phones. You know, when you are out of town, usually it used to be you would pay a roaming charge to people in areas that you were not familiar with. So things have changed dramatically, and it's being aware of all of these things and understanding how to utilize all of these areas to be effective in where it is you are and what it is that you're trying to do. So what are some of the other things that you can do for yourself that can really help you to increase your knowledge? What are some of the things that you can do that can really help you feel more comfortable speaking in front of groups? Because when you have a business for yourself, you have to learn to become a leader. By becoming a good leader, then you're going to help other people to build their business. It all falls back on building good relationships, because everything we do is relationship selling. So when you are in social media and you have a group of people and they get to know what you did, then the best thing that can happen is they're going to build referrals for you. They're going to build contacts for you. They're going to get to know you, and that's the biggest thing that you want, is to get to build relationships. as children, we're not as judgmental as we are as adults, so we tend to be more open in meeting people. But as we get older and as we form prejudices, especially when we get to know someone, and then what happens is we tend to form the word I'm trying to think of is that we tend to form ideas or feelings or whatever about people based on information instead of getting to know them first. Because if I say homosexual or lesbian or whatever, then you're going to automatically know that this is someone who prefers being with other men or other women. But, you know, there's a difference because a heterosexual relationship is a man and a woman. But you have so many people that what they forget is some of it is psychological, some of it is hormonal. And some people don't really understand how they feel about themselves and the image they have. And usually that's something that is passed along to them early on in their life. And we don't always know why, but it happens. Just because a male is usually someone who has an X and Y chromosome, but if they have the extra Y chromosome, then they're usually Down syndrome. And the woman has two X chromosomes. So just because when you look at it in a scientific way, that doesn't mean that psychologically there are other things going on in individuals' heads that they have a sense of who they are or where they come from. And usually also that can happen because as a very young child, they can be emotionally raped, they can be psychologically raped, they can be physically raped by someone. And if it's a horrific feeling to you as a young child, then what happens is you're going to gravitate towards someone of the same sex just to avoid those memories coming up, because we tend to bury things so deep inside us and we don't want to think about them, that what happens is then when they do come out, often we will end up in situations where we have unrealistic ideas about things. And often we have to learn to express ourselves and to express our feelings about who we are. And you've seen a lot of this come out because of some of the celebrities who have changed some of their genders. And I don't want to get into any details about that because that's not what this show is about. And what I also want to do is talk to you about offline marketing, how to go to Chamber of Commerce meetings and association meetings, and how to be involved in different activities that the groups present, because it teaches you leadership skills. If you're very reserved, then this is something that you very much need to be a part of so you can grow and expand some of your image of yourself and how you can learn to get up in front of groups and present yourself. Because today's workplace, we have gone back to the small businessmen. And the Chamber of Commerce is different people that come in, that they're all small businessmen. They all have a service to sell, whether they're lawyers, whether they're writers, whether they're salespeople who work for a printing company. What they are trying to do is drum up business. So remember, everything you do to today is all based on building strong relationships, whether it's in business, whether it's in your personal life. Relationships and marketing are how you build your business today. So what you need to do is think of some of the things that you can do to really help you to expand and increase your knowledge of social media and how you can use it effectively to build and grow your business today. What are some of the things that you can do that can really help you in the business world? Today, often you're hearing a lot of things about what's going on in Congress and the health, and what's happening with Social Security and SSI. And believe me, if you have no income and you have not worked more than you have not worked 10 years, then you are in pretty much ineligible to get Social Security. When you get Social Security, you can go out and work while you have an income coming in. If you don't have that and you lose your job and you end up on SSI, then you're basically going to be stuck at poverty level, because you, if you have any money coming in, or if you're staying somewhere where you're not having to pay out anything, then they're going to cut the money that they're sending you. And they really are not doing anything to help people get out of the lower levels. This is a country in the United States where they have to have their poor. They have to have their homeless, because if they had 100% employment, then the government would not function efficiently. So one of the things that they do is they perfect some of the ideas of the rich and the poor, and they don't try to make a happy medium. Today, when you look at what is happening in the economy, you're getting more of a dichotomy. So whether they realize it or not, why communism worked in the Eastern European countries, where you had the poor who were basically not given the opportunities to make an income, to get an education, to do the things they needed to do. And then you had the elite, and those were the lords and the ladies. And they were always, in essence, you didn't see them mingling. You saw very much of a class society. You see this in India with the caste system. So, and many times we think about, oh, you don't want to learn history. But sometimes it's just that it's very hard to understand. But one of the reasons and one of the things that has helped me to learn things, because I learn differently, is either to watch movies about that era, or to read books or romance where that was set in different eras, because it gave you a flavor of what went on in those times and what history told us. Because the writer wants their characters to be true to that those times. So these are some things that you just kind of have to remember, that history repeats itself periodically. What goes around often comes around full circle. You're seeing that in the workplace today, because if you look at where we were 100 years ago and where we are today, we've come full circle. When the Europeans first came here 100 years ago, what did they do? They took their wares, they put it on push carts, and they went on street corners. Today, if you go in the malls, you'll see these little push carts where people have a business, but they don't want the expense of having the whole space of a store within a mall. But you could do, but by having a little push cart, they can have a lot less items and then buy as they need to increase their sales. there are, it's also an avenue that you can think of, because you don't have to be in a mall and you don't have to have the big overhead. You can still go on street corners and sell your wares, but you just have to have a little shopping cart that you use where you would take things in. But and you also need to be able to have ways to get around to take your property with you to sell. Or you can go on the internet, and the internet, you set up a website or a storefront. That allows you to not only sell within your small community, but it allows you to sell nationally and internationally. It's just a matter of how are you going to make the income. If you don't have anyone that you would, what you would do is today we have the debit cards, we have the credit cards, we have different avenues where people can build and expand that can help you to sell over the internet. That is why social networking is a very important aspect of building a business. You want to think of the avenues that you can use that can really help you to grow your business today, to expand it nationally and internationally. If you learn by going to Chamber of Commerce meetings how to present yourself, how to walk up to someone and shake their hand and give them your elevator story and take their business card, and then go, and then everyone today has an email address, and then by sending them an email, just a little letter to where they get to know you. Then as you build your business, you can send them a letter that says, oh, and I've started the small business, and this is what I do, and this is the kind of client that I am looking for. And if you have anyone who needs these services, please refer them to me. These are ways of building and growing a business today. So what are some of the things that you can think of that can really help you to expand your business, to grow your business, to become known as the person to go to on that topic? If you are someone who sells your services to other people who need help in building their business, then what you're doing is you need to find a way to reach them. Right now, I have someone that I met through LinkedIn that is helping me with tightening up my focus on what I want to do with my business and what I want to do with my nonprofit, and how to put things together and how to figure out exactly how to reach my niche and how to go there. So these are some of the things that are very important to you to understand, is that just because you live in a specific area doesn't mean that anyone in that area might be a fit for you. So you might need to figure out who that person is, and it doesn't matter. And today, when you run a business and you have a product to sell, you need other people to help you to market that product. And you do that through setting up affiliate programs. And you want people who are like-minded, who are looking to, who would be using those products and those services, so that you can become a source of referral. And it helps you to have an income while you build your product base, while you build your income. There are so many things that you can do today that can really benefit you in the business world. And it all starts with understanding how social networking works. And then going from there. So there are many things that you need to consider. And I want to take a break now. And I want to remind you that my website is onepersonalcareercoach.com. And through there, you can sign up for coaching sessions. If you want to sign up for one at a time, then you would pay hourly. If you want to buy a block of time, then you would buy it as a group and you get a reduced fee. And it's just a matter of learning what it is that your needs are. And if you just want to have an audio of a show that really gives you the ins and outs of what to do and how to grow your business, you can download that. I also have some freebies that are ebooks that you can take and download and use for yourself. So there's many options that are available to you on my website. And now let's get back to social marketing and how to use the social media to really build your business and help you to learn to have better leadership skills. Because if you're a good leader, then guess what? People will follow you. They'll listen to you. They will consider you an expert. So everything that you do is all learned. We do not always have the knowledge when we come in. Think about it this way. When you are born as a baby, your brain is a clean slate. And only as you grow and as you get older and you begin to experience things, then guess what? Then that knowledge is what helps you to become more informed. It teaches you how to build relationships. It teaches you how to learn how to learn. It teaches you how to have good time management skills. Because think about it, if you are scattered and you don't have anything written down, then guess what? You are not going to get things accomplished, and you need to get things accomplished in a day so that you can have the knowledge base that you need to really go and expand or build a thriving business. These are some of the things that you want to do to really help you to increase where you come from and how you can build your business and expand it. Because if you may get your customers through the people you meet on your social media networks and through places like Chamber of Commerce meetings or Power Core meetings or Leads Clubs, but they can also build you that's your base that you're working with, and your base can expand. Because think about it, it's said that each person knows 250 people. If you have five people that know 250 people, then that's 1,000 people. And if you really expand on getting to know those 1,000 people, then think about it, for every person that's next to 250 people, then eventually your numbers can go to infinity of the contacts that you can have that can really increase your income and your base. So it gives you a base to work with. And once you have that base to work with, because you probably have a core of 250 people that you know that believe in you, that want to support you and want to help you in any way they can. So what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you to expand on growing your business today? What are some of the things that you can do that can really help you to expand on growing your business and expanding it to where you can really build your knowledge base? So what I want to do now is also talk about, like, my topic happens to be helping people build a business and understanding where the jobs are today. And I have submitted articles through Article Submitter. I have also submitted articles on eZine Articles. I have at this point become known as an expert All I need to do is another 3 or 4 articles, and then I will get a premium membership. But when you look up my name is at 33,000 or higher simply because of all of the articles that I have written. So remember, when you are utilizing the social media to write blogs, to write your articles, to write your discussions, you're becoming known as an expert within those groups, but because of the RSS, the Real Simple Solution, then when you hit that and that goes out through the internet, then so many people can read your articles that they can, and then what happens is that they will often remember that, and then down the road, when they need your service, you may not even have known them, but they will be calling you because they have read your article. It's the same concept of, think about it, when you see an anchor on TV, when you see an actress or an actor on TV, because you have seen them over and over and over again, you almost think like you know that person, so that what happens is when you really run into them in the flesh and blood somewhere, you're going to walk up to them and start talking to them like they're your friend. And you may never have met them. They wouldn't have no idea who you are, and yet you have come to know them as a friend simply because of the fact that you've seen them over and over again. That's why so many actors and actresses have to have bodyguards around them to protect them, because they have families too, just like you do. And if you unwittingly go up to them thinking you're just becoming a friend of them, you don't know who's coming along who is really a stalker, who has... unnatural or feels that they have fixated on this person, that they've in their mind created a relationship that doesn't really exist, and then they end up harassing these people. So you've got to remember, that's why actors and actresses, especially the ones who make the big money, have to have bodyguards. It is a way of protecting themselves. So just think about that concept. You want to become known as a celebrity within your niche market. And once you become known as a celebrity in your niche market, then that is going to bring you the business that you are looking for. That is going to bring you the people who want you to help them to grow their business, to expand their services. If you have a product that you're selling and you want people to use it, you may have to give it away first. And then word of mouth builds you your business and builds you the knowledge base that you need. So there are social media is a very important aspect of where it is that you want to be and how you want to build your business today. You need to think of ways that you can increase and feel more comfortable getting up in front of groups. That's why I mentioned earlier Toastmasters, because so many people have a fear of getting up in front of people and speaking. And if you can feel comfortable, if you can learn to put together a speech, then these are avenues that you have to look at as a way of expanding your base and your expertise on who you are and where you come from. There are other avenues that you can look at that can really help you to expand on where you come from today. So let's think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you. And I'm going to list some things, and I'm going to give a short description of them. You can write articles, for one. An article is something that is no more than 500 words. It's just as simple as that. If you are not a good writer, if you understand how to use descriptive words, it's easy to write a 500-word article and publish it. You can repurpose it on your discussions, on your blog. You can almost repurpose it anywhere. If you are becoming known as an expert, you can do things like one-minute articles where you do a short presentation and then send it out to people so that they hear it. And it just gives them a short version of something. It can be like if there are five ways that you can do something, then you may want to do five different one-minute shows that give you an avenue of telling someone of a way, a technique to use to perfect it, whether it's taking off a stain on a shirt, whether it's learning how to gain eye contact when you're speaking to someone, whether it's learning how to speak in a fluid way and how to just stop and take a breath certain times instead of saying ah and because the ah and is going to break up what people are hearing from you. This is something that you learn through Toastmasters, and you learn to expand on and build your knowledge. So another avenue that we were talking about is utilizing social media to increase your friendships. You want to maybe offer something. Now, often when people think of donating, they think of financial. Sometimes someone may need some financial assistance, but maybe they just need someone that has an ear that you can, that you are willing to listen to them for a minute or two, or 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, however long you want to give them, just so that they can get something off their chest that is bothering them. And that's also another avenue of helping someone to see you as a friend, to see you as someone that if you are looking for a client or a customer and they have learned about your product through the relationship, then guess what? They will know how to build and bring in someone to help you expand on and grow your business. So all of these things are tied into where you come from and how you can increase your business through social media. Social media is very much an important aspect of growing a business today, but you need to learn how to use it to your benefit when you are in business for yourself, and then you need to look at it as a way of helping you to grow your business. And I want to remind you again, you can visit my website at the1personalcareercoach.com. If you are looking for assistance in coaching on building a business for yourself in today's marketplace. If you need help, you can visit my website, onepersonalcareercoach.com, and that can help you. And look up some of my past shows that I have done where I have talked about social media, where I've talked about communication, where I have talked about time management, and listen to them. You can even go into this website, which is blogtalkradio.com/Career Performance Institute, and listen to some of my past shows where we are discussing different ways that you can expand your business, how you can improve your time management skills so that you can get things done quickly.